Morning, everyone. Just experience, we just finished Baruch Hashem, Yom Tov of Shavuos. It seems as if we're like an anticlimax, you know, we count Sefiras HaOmer, 50 days, Shavuos, beautiful Yom Tov, all this material. And then you're back to normal life. The truth is, this whole week, the week of Shavuos, is a special week. Which we know it's Tashlumin the whole week. It's week of Tashlumin. Tashlumin means you can offer up still the Kabbalahs of the Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov has its Kabbalahs. Aliyah L'Regel, mitzvah to go up and do Aliyah L'Regel, to come to Beis HaMikdash. And there's three Kabbalahs we offer up when we do Aliyah L'Regel. Oilas Riyah, Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha. These Kabbalahs can be offered up for a whole week after the Yom Tov. That means this year, till Thursday, some shit is old because Yom Tov Sheni, another day, you don't see Tachlon on Friday. A week, the Gemara says, actually interesting Loshon, the Gemara says, Mane Yomim Bekadesh Yomim. Yeah, we count the days and then we Bekadesh a day, we count Shavuos. The day of Shavuos, the 50th day is the holy day. The Gemara says also, Mane Shavuos, you count the weeks, you count 7 weeks. The Kadesh Shavua, you should sanctify, you should be Kadesh the week after Shavuos, which is the week of Shavuos. That's a week of celebration. And the truth is, the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel is as far as we are from that mitzvah. We're not the kind of mitzvah today. But Mitzvah Shem will discuss a few points that I think are relevant to our Avodah, Avodah Hashem, even nowadays. Mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel, the Pasuk puts down, the Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, Sholish Regalim Tocho Yigli Bashana, you should celebrate three Regalim. How do we celebrate the Regal? We don't just celebrate the Regal by in our own home. The Mitzvah is to celebrate the Regal together in Yerushalayim. We went to do Aliyah L'Regel, we go up to Yerushalayim, we go up to Beis HaMikdash. That's how we celebrate. That's the real ideal way we celebrate the Regal. Which means that nowadays that we don't have this, we don't practically celebrate the regal in such a way anymore. We're really missing out on the ikr, from the ikrim, the main ways of celebration, the ikrim of the Yom Tov. Well, Mitzvah Shem will discuss a few points over here. I think it's relevant to us, and we can get chizuk and Mitzvah Shem all together. Thank you very much for giving me the schus to be able to put myself into the Indian. And I think it'll be a chizuk for us. And Mitzvah Shem, with this way, we can hope that Shemir Yomenu will be able to do this mitzvah again properly. Shem Sukkos will be able to do the mitzvah. Sukkos is not just the Aliyah L'Regel. Sukkos has the mitzvah of shaking the Abaminim lifnei Hashem. The Ikka mitzvah of shaking the Abaminim is in Yerushalayim for 7 days, Midaraisa 7 days. So Mitzvah Shem, we can hope that Mitzvah Shem, this mitzvah will come ahead of us. Mitzvah Shem, Siyat Nishmaya. So I just like to start. The Rambam says very interesting words. The Rambam says, one of the reasons why Cholam Moed is a special time, Cholam Moed, we don't do Melacha, yeah, the special halachas of Cholam Moed. The Rambam says there's two reasons. The Rambam says because it's a time of Chagiga, and also it's called Mikro Kodesh. It's called a holy time. And also because it's the time of Chagiga, it's a time of celebration, the time of offering up these Kabbalahs. That's why Chol HaMoed has a significant, is a special time. Which shows us that even Shavuos, that we're actually not, maybe these days are not Mikra Kodesh, they're not Mamash Yom Tov, but it's a special time, it's a significant time, it's a time that you could still do Aliyah L'Regel, it's a special time. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, I think it's Mitzvah Chof. The mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Live nois Beis HaBchira. Why do we build the Beis HaMikdash? Why do we want the Beis HaMikdash? What's the mitzvah for us to the Mikdash? The Rambam says there are a few points why we have a Beis HaMikdash. His Lashon is very interesting Lashon, Sefer HaMitzvos. Live nois Beis HaBchira to build the Beis HaMikdash. Boi ye hakrovah. There is the sacrificing. Yeah, that's the place of sacrifice. That means that Beis HaMikdash, you need a mokum for akrova, you can't offer up kabbalas anywhere in the world. So Beis HaMikdash is a mokum akrova. And the Rambam says, what else Beis HaMikdash to have? Or else, ish tomid. It's a place that there's a constant fire. Each time it took it on his back, there's a constant fire on his back. And another reason why we have a Beis HaMikdash. Be'ilov yeh ha'halicha ha'alil regal v'ha'kibbutz b'chol shona. And in the Beis HaMikdash, that is where there's a halicha, where we go to the Beis HaMikdash. Ha'alil regal, everyone goes up together. We go up to Yerushalayim three times in the year for Yom Tovim. V'ha'kibbutz. V'ha'kibbutz, interesting word, v'ha'kibbutz. Ha'kibbutz means the getting together. Yeah, uniting, getting together. B'chol shona. Yeah, got gimel pa m'sholish pa m'shona. Which is interesting, the Rambam writes, we see we have a few points. First, we see that Aliyah Regel is integral in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we have a Beis HaMikdash for. We have a Beis HaMikdash that we should have a mokum, besides we just have krova, besides we just sacrifice, we should have a mokum that we can celebrate Yom Tovim, Klal Yisrael together, come to Beis HaMikdash. That's what we have a Beis HaMikdash for. It's interesting, the Lashon, he writes, V'ha'kibbutz, interesting Lashon, very Kiddush, that's a place of kibbutz, of uniting. Well, we know Beis HaKnesses is called Kinnus, place of gathering, Knesses, yeah, Kinnus. Beis HaMikdash is a place of kibbutz, a place of gathering. We know them from the Gemara, you see the Ikke Indian of getting together in the Beis HaMikdash was Hakel, yeah, once. Once every 7 years, they got together. But the Rambam writes that Yom Tov, it seems to the Rambam that Yom Tov also was in him to be together in the Beis HaMikdash. Be together in the Beis HaMikdash. I think maybe that the idea, ever since the Pasuk in Tehillim, the Pasuk says, famous Sheh Amalas Adovit, Somachti Ba'orim Miyak, so the Melech says, I'm happy when I hear people telling me, Beis Hashem Neidich, we're going to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah? We're talking here about Lil Regal. Bring the Zerah, Lil Mishareh, Yishleim, Yishleim HaBnuyo, Ki Ish HaChubro Lo Yachtov. The built Yishleim is like the city that is all united. Shechubro Lo Yachtov, everything is united there. Sheshom Olu Shvotim Shifti Ko Eidus Yisrael Lo Eidus Hashem Hashem. So you see this idea that Aliyah Regal is Ki Ir Shechubro Lo Yachtov. The town of Yerushalayim is a place that we're all united. It's fascinating. Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says a Lashon. And I think the Emes says, I think the Gemara in the Chagiga, the Gemara also is Barabbas days, but it's clear in the Yerushalmi. Omer B'shom Levi, Ir Yerushalayim is a city, Shavu Oisek Kol Yisrael Chavir. In Yerushalayim, everyone is friends. That means that we're living in a world that there can be disputes, there can be arguments, but you come to Yerushalayim, everyone feels an Achdus. And the Emes says, as many years, as thousands of years of being in Golos, you go to Shalayim, even Mizman Azeh, especially when you go to the coastal, you see so many different sorts of people, davening, people getting together. There's some achdus, there's some ichud, there's some unity that you have in Shalayim that you don't have anywhere else in the world. Unity in Shalayim. So the Gemara says, I think the Gemara learns from certain halachas from this that we're all friends on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, maybe a whole year. That means B'Sha'as Aliyah Regel, when they went up to Yerushalayim, there they felt, all together in Yerushalayim, they felt this unity, they felt this kibbutz, maybe that's what the Rambam is talking about, this kibbutz, this coming together in Yerushalayim. But that you can explain why on Yom Tov, we add in Davne, we don't say on Shabbos, we say B'Koriv, Kuzureinu Mibein HaGoyim, our scattered, Klal Yisrael, which are scattered around the world, we should come back together to Yerushalayim, which will come together in Yerushalayim, because that is Yom Tov is Klal Yisrael come together. Mr. Shem later will see that there's other sources for this idea. So we said, what's it relevant to us? We've been thousands of years in Golos. Yeah, we know it's Taka week, the week of Shuas, the days after Shuas, our days Taka for Aliyah Regel. But what's irrelevant to us? We've been in Golos thousands of years. What do we have still from this mitzvah? Truth is, I once heard, I think I heard this from Rabbi Tzimai Zilberberg, Mashpir Yerushalayim. He said a very interesting point. Why is it that Shavuos, you find this Indian, they don't have other Yom Tov, all the other Yom Tov, the days of Aliyah Regel, on the Yom Tov, Pesach, Chol HaMoed. You have 7 days, Aliyah Regel, Sukkot, you have 7 days, even on Shmini Atzeres. Tashlumin, the old called Tashlumin. Shavuos, it's regular mundane week. It's Yom Tov. It's a Moisa Chir. Why is it still days of Aliyah Regel? So I think he once said this idea that Shmuz, we bring in the Kedusha, we bring in the Kedusha of the Torah, but after Kabbalah Satira, we accepted the Torah. We know that Torah was given in the Midbar. Torah was given in a place that wasn't civilization. It was a simple, but Midbar is a low place, a place of Masikim. Midbar is the Torah was given in such a mockery because we bring Torah down to the lowest of the low. So he said this idea that Shmuz, we have this Yad Nishmaya after Kabbalah Satira to bring Torah, to bring the Hashpah of the Yom Tov into a normal week, a normal mundane week. We bring the Hashpahs of the Yom Tov, which is the idea of Tashlumin, that we have this week that we can still offer up the mitzvah, the Kabbalahs of the Yom Tov. But again, what's it relevant to us? So I think there's a very fundamental yisoid over here. And I saw this in Sos Emes. And afterwards I realized, I think it's clear in the Psukim. Sos Emes says this in Torfresh Mem Aleph of Pesach. He says that we should know that even though with Taka in Golos, we haven't got the Beis HaMikdash nowadays, Alidei HaTeshuka, Lizkois, Lirois Oy Pnei Hashem, with the yearning that we have, that we would love to be once again Yerushalayim. Anyone who's been in Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, I'm sure people are already planning Sukkot, Halavai. Anyone who's been in Yerushalayim for Yom Tov knows that there's something there, there's something even Bezman HaZeh in Yerushalayim. Kavuchim is much Beis HaMikdash Kayim, where the whole Klal Yisrael came together, bring up the Kabbalahs, bring celebrating Yom Tov. Alidei HaTeshuka, with the yearning that we have, even in Golos, Lizkois, that we should also merit, Lirois Oy Pnei Hashem, that we should be able to see, the Shchinah, that was the mitzvah Aliyah Regel. Mitzvah Aliyah Regel wasn't just to bring Kabbalahs. It was Yeroyah Kol Zechorucha as Pnei Odan Hashem. Yeroyah Kol Zechorucha means we have to appear. Yeroyah means we should be seen. But Chazal Da'ashim, not just we should be seen by the Rebbeinu Shlomo in the Beis HaMikdash. Yireh Yeroyah, Yireh, Chazal Da'ashim, you can read it, Yireh. Yireh Yeroyah, we see the Shchinah, we see the Pnei Hashem. We literally every single year, whatever Madriga they're on, they come to Yerushalayim this time of year, they come to the Beis HaMikdash, they come in the Azor, in the Azor, in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would see the Pnei Hashem, they would see literally the Polymamish. It's unbelievable Madriga. The Ramban, Pashas Mishpatim, says this idea that Emes came from Matan Torah already. Matan Torah, we know the Torah was given. Ponim b'ponim, we have a face-to-face relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We saw the Shechina, and this in the Beis HaMikdash happened constantly. There was a constant Gilui Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. But not every day is one invited. Not every day can we just turn up in the king's palace. You came to Yom Tov, and you come with your kabbonas, and you come inside the Beis HaMikdash, you could see literally we came into face-to-face contact. Whatever that means, it's hard for us to imagine what it means. We know Lo Yasigum, Asigiguf, one of the animamens. There's no imagination of a goof to the Rebbeinu Shleilam Chasim Shalom. But there was some face-to-face contact. The Pasuk said, Lirius is Pnei Hashem, whatever that means. There was some face-to-face contact with the Shechinah. And that, you can imagine what it did to Klal Yisrael when they left Beis HaMikdash. They felt purified, they felt connected. Sos Emes also says over here, very good words, he says that the Loshon Pnei, Yeroes, Pnei Hashem, is a Loshon Polim, a Loshon Pnim, a Loshon in something very, very interior, very inside the person. He says the whole year round, we're covered over. So someone says, speaks this out, the whole year round we're covered over. He brings Chazal, brings Bossi in Sheir HaShirim. Shechirani, I'm blackened by the Golos, I'm blackened by the good, by the influences of the Umas HaOlam. Shechirani, Venovim, I'm still beautiful. Says the Sefer, when they came to Beis HaMikdash, Sholish Pomim Bashono, and they saw the Pnei Hashem, their ponim, their pnim, their inner, most inner chalokim of the neshama came out, and they could appreciate what they really are. They appreciate what Yid really is. That Yid is that beautiful. Shchira and Ivanov, I'm beautiful. We stood in front of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We came to this recognition of what we are, and we came to recognition of the Shchira. That's what this mitzvah is all about. Says the Semes. I mean, they are Chukka, Lizka, Isliris, Oy Pnei Hashem, with the Chukka and Yani that we have in Golos, that we can also be Zoycha to this mitzvah, Yisukka Zeachet. With that, we're Musakka the Chet, that we're talking far away nowadays, Mepnei Chateinu, Golinu Maratzeinu, Rizrachaku. He says, beautiful Taich, he says, the Pasuk says, the end of Halal. Hila Hashem Ayor Elonu, Isru Chag Ba'avoysim, Az Kanim, Az Havizbeach. You should bind the Chag Ba'avoysim with ropes. Av Kanim, Az Havizbeach. Says the Sos Emes Taich. Ba'avoysim, what these ropes? What ropes are we talking about? The event of binding the chag, binding the yomtov with these ropes. Says the Sasemes, Bitshuka is avoisis avot, with the ropes of love that every yid has. Shemachabavir hamayadis, that we love the yomtov. We just had a beautiful yomtov. We appreciated the beauty of yomtov and the matonas that come with the yomtov. Whether it's Mahmoud Torah, whether it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim, whether it's Alana Akovat, we connect to the yomtov and there's a love in clouds over the yomtov. Says Sasemes, that's Isru Chagwa. But he said, I've come to there. That will allow us to come back one day with Hashem to the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll once again, Nizkel, kindness and Mizbeach, will be zeicha to be able to offer up these korbanos again. Oh, that, I said it's psukim, really. The truth is, it's mamash befirsh of psukim. In Tehillim, there's two prokim, Mem Beis and Mem Gimel, that Dovid HaMelech designates to the mitzvah Aliyah L'Rega. The mitzvah Aliyah L'Rega. And I think, I'm not such a prokim in Tehillim, but I think there's something unique about this prokim. I don't think in any other prokim does he say so many times how one has to hope, one has to desire, one has to yearn. Look at these words. L'mnatzeach maskil v'nikrach, this Tehillim and Beis. Ka'ayol tarig alafike moim, like a deer is longing. She needs, or he needs. A deer, when it comes to the water and it's desperate for its water, it longs, it yearns. That's the Loshon Tarig. Kain and Nafshi, it's Moshel. Kain, similarly, Nafshi, my soul, says Dovid HaMelech, Tarig Elecha L'Kim is yearning for the Rebbeinu Shleilim again, is yearning for Hashem. What's he yearning for? Tzomo Nafshi L'Kim, the famous Pasuk, people know, I'm sure there's songs in this Pasuk. Tzomo Nafshi L'Kim, my Nefesh is thirsty for the Rebbeinu Shleilim, L'Kil Choy, for the living God. Mosai Ovoi Ve'eroi Pnei L'Kim, when will the time come, Ve'eroi Pnei L'Kim, and I will appear in front of the face of Hashem. What's this? When do we appear in front of the face of Hashem? Rashi, Rashi, Lalis Regel, we're talking about Lil Regel. And Dovid HaMelech is telling us how he yearns, how Klal Yisrael, obviously Dovid HaMelech is telling him, everything he's saying is Klal Yisrael, he's Dovid HaMelech Yisrael, he has the feelings of the Klal. Everything he's saying is for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael yearns Mosai, when will the time come? When is it talking about? It's talking about Mengolos. And we're yearning to reconnect with the rich Leilom. We've been thousands of years in Golos and we haven't had that face-to-face connection. We haven't had that intimate, direct kesher with the Rebbeinu Shleilom. Besides for Leil HaRegel, when there'll be the mitzvah, Leil HaRegel will have that mitzvah again. Says Dovid HaMelech, that's the tzomo nafshi, that's why I'm yearning, I'm hoping, I'm thirsty. Lekel choy, when will the time come? And he continues, Hoysol idem osi lechem yim v'loilo. My cry, I'm crying for this yearning, is like my bread, it's mamash, it satisfies me, just the cry itself, Yoimu v'loilo, v'emor elayim, when the goyim are telling me, Ayin Akecha, where's your God? The goyim is saying, where's that, where's the Shechina, where's your God? Who's looking after you all these years in Golos? Says Dovid HaMelech, no, I'm hoping for the time will come, I'll come back. Eile Ezkerov, Eshbchol Enafshi, beautiful words he continues to say, and then he says, interesting words of it, and Rashi says this posuk three times. Mar Teshtoichach Enafshi, why are you so downcast, my nefesh? You're so down, you're in Golos. Why are you so down? Hoychili lelekim, hope to Hashem, ki oid oidenu, for the time will come again that I'll thank him. Yeshua is upon him, when there'll be a salvation of his upon him, and there won't be any more has to upon him, there won't be any more Hashem is hiding, Hashem will reveal himself in the base of Hekosh. And this goes through Tehillim and Beis and Tehillim and Gimel, and it says three times, hope to Hashem, why are you so down? Why are you so downcast? Hope to Hashem! Ki oidi denu, the time will come, and your verse will say, it seems like in Golos, we're miyayish, we give up hope, we've been so many years far away from Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, we seem to give up hope, says Dov Damelech, no, three times, Matish Tuchi Nafshi, why are you so down? Hoichili lelikim, hope to Hashem! Says Rashi, why say three times this possible? Slight differences, but the same possible appears three times, similar words three times. Says Rashi, that there were three malchus, there were three kingdoms that were machir with the Beis HaMikdash, or not mamash machir, they were mevatl. They were mevatl, they annulled the avodas Beis HaMikdash. What were these three malchus? Bovel, first Beis HaMikdash, they were mamash machir, Ruch HaNetzach, Melech Bovel, first Beis HaMikdash, Yovon, time to the Chashmenoyim, they were mevatl the avodas, then the Chanukah story came, and they had the avodas again, but they were mevatl Beis HaMikdash. And now, Golos Edoim, the last Golos, the Golos of Edoim. Here, says Rashi, That's what the Melech is telling us. When the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash, seems to be bottled, and it seems to be that we can't come to Alil Regel, we can't see the Rebbeinu Shleim, we can't come face to face. Why is it down? Give hope to the Rebbeinu Shleim, because the time will come for you to thank him again. The time will come and see the Rebbeinu Shleim, see the Shechina. Which this is the makor of this idea in Sfasemes, that Aliyah L'Regel, there's a special Indian, a Bazundri Indian, that's why I say it's very relevant for us even nowadays, to yearn, to hope that the time will come again. And now you see in this Tukim, the yearning that someone afshi, that the time will come again, Mosai Ove Be'eroa Pnei L'Kim. Sfasemes says, that the reason why he says three times is Negev the Gimel Regalim, Negev the three Yom Tovim. And every Yom Tov he says is a special Indian to hope and be mistaken, and we should be able to get back to Beis HaMikdash. And the truth is, it's we say in Davening, we say special in the Musaf, we add the words Tov Melech Rachman Rachim Aleinu, Tov Meitz Vidorish Lanu, Hashem should be Dorish, Hashem should seek our interest and the love for Klal Yisrael, and we daven for Hashem Kenan, we also at the time should come again that we'll be able to have the Avodah. What's like the Indian of Aliyah L'Regel? What's the reason for the mitzvah? Why is it that Taka Hashem wants we should come once, three times a year to the Beis HaMikdash? So the Baal Benel says four reasons. They bring down from the Baal Benel four reasons. One Indian is, L'Hoidah is Hashem Hashem. Thank Hashem. When we're out, we're far from the Beis HaMikdash and we're not in our father's home, we can't really thank him properly. Like we say in Halal, L'Chol Ezbach Zebach Toidah, B'Shem HaKal, thank you, Rebbeinu Shleim, Zebach Toidah. Where? B'chatzur, Beis Hashem is Yechichi Yerushalayim, when he comes to Yerushalayim, there you thank Hashem. I was thinking also that could be the pasuk in Shir HaMalos. Shom Olu Shvotim Shivtei Ka, the pasuk says that's what they did, Aliyah L'Regel, L'Hoidois, L'Shem Hashem, to thank Rebbeinu Shleim. In Golos, we can't really thank properly. When we come to Beis HaMikdash, we can thank Hashem. Says that Avnel every Yom Tov, there was an Indian to thank Hashem for the Chagot, Yitzis Mitzrayim, and for the Tvur that starts growing in Pesach, Chagot Oviv, and the Chag HaKotzim when the Tzvuah is already grown in the Shavuos, and the Chag HaOsim, the special time to thank Hashem, that's Aliyah L'Regel. Another Indian, says Rav Abinel, is that we should see the Nisim, the miracles that are going on in the Beis HaMikdash. And with that, we'll come inside everyone's heart with loving love to the Rebbeinu Shleim and the Kedusha, and to see the Shechina, to be able to come in contact with the Shechina, to see the Kedusha that there is in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ksav HaKabbalah, right, beautiful. Pashat Mishpatim, he writes that the Indian of Aliyah L'Regel is that we're so Yitzis Mitzrayim, we know the main point of Yitzis Mitzrayim, yeah, I'd say the night just over 7 weeks ago, was Emunah, to come to Emunah, to believe in the Rebbeinu all the Nisim that he does. But says the Ksav HaKabbalah, the Rebbeinu doesn't do the Nisim the whole time. He doesn't do the Nisim that. So it could be it'll come a time we'll forget the Nisim that Hashem does to Klal Yisrael. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, you come 3 times a year to Beis HaMikdash and you see the Nisim. You see that the Mishnah says in Pekah Ovis, Astor Nisim Naslav Yiseinu, the rain didn't put out the Oshon HaMarocha, and the Oshon went straight up. And we saw so many other Nisim. Chazal say that when they came to Aliyah L'Regel, they lifted up the Pariches. Unbelievable, fascinating Chazal. They lifted up Pariches, and they saw Klal Yisrael from the Hazorah, they saw all the way through, and they saw the Oren, and they saw the Kruvim which represents Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shleilah, the two Kruvim. Represent Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shleilah, and they saw Mu'urin Zebuzeh, them hugging each other. They saw the love, they saw from Lifnayim and Lifnayim, a place that only Aaron HaKohen could go and Yukippa, they saw all the way through, and they saw the love from the innermost place, the innermost chambers, Mamash HaKeji Kodoshim, they saw this love of the Rebbeinu Shleilah, that's the Kedusha that they saw. Another Indian that Baal Benel says is this Indian that we said before, the Indian of Kibbutz, where Klal Yisrael would get together in Yerushalayim, and we would hear other people's needs. And we would care for the aniyim, and we would care for the people that need help. They would bring a gvaldiga achdus of Klal Yisrael, a gvaldiga sheves achim, a care for each other. That's also the Indian of coming together in Yerushalayim. And another Indian is the Indian that people had speakers. People weren't sure the whole year, halochas, they had doubts in halocha. And they would come together in Yerushalayim, kipolim uchadol ha-mishvot. When people had shaydus, they would come to Yerushalayim, they would be able to go to the dayonim, kibitzi etzitzi teirah, the teirah was there in Yerushalayim, they would be able to clarify halochas. These are the Inyonim of Aliyah L'Regel. I saw Gvaldiga, where the Gavot from They all borrowed Finkel. Remember him, Chris Magachin, in the Bay, on the Finkels. He said, Gvaldi Gazach, he has this beautiful story, Shulchanish, of Ali Baruch. He writes there that the inner Aliyah L'Regel is to bring the bracha, also Sassemus talks about it, many Sforim talk about it, to bring the bracha of the Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov comes, Asiyenu Hashem Lekeinu, as Birkas Me'adecha, the Yom Tov comes with the bracha. And the Bereshit wants to give this bracha. But bracha needs the contact. It needs to be connected. Where do you find this inyan? Murray, you find it four times in the Torah, this inyan. That bracha needs a bracha, for the bracha to really be chal, for a bracha to go through, you need face to face. You need face to face contact. He says, you find the Sforno says by Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu wanted to give the brachas to Menashe and Ephraim, the Pasuk says he couldn't see, Ve'ini Yisrael called to Mizoik, and he couldn't see. So he said to Yosef of the Tribe, he said, bring them close to me, I should be able to hug them, I should be able to kiss them, and without I should be able to give them a bracha. Says the Sforno, and where did he go? Shekivam Shalayochel Lirith, because he couldn't see Yaakov Avinu, hated, he couldn't see properly, called to Mizoik, it wouldn't be possible for the bracha to be chal on them, by seeing them. Because the main way a bracha is chal, the main way a bracha can take place, is when there's physical, when there's eye-to-eye contact. And he brings psukim, beautiful psukim. The Pasuk says by Bilam, that when he wants to give the klala, which la'avdil is the negative side, he wanted to see them. He wanted to have a face-to-face contact. It's kavuchim for a bracha, but the thing of Rumi, he needs to have a face-to-face contact. The same thing he finds over that, with the Moshe Rabbeinu, by Arayu, Hashem is kol ha'aretz. Hashem wanted to show him at Yisrael, that he should be able to give a bracha to Yisrael before he was niftar. And similarly, you find with Yitzchok of Yinu, the Sforno brings this, we find with Yitzchok, the Pasuk says he couldn't see, but when he wanted to give the brachas to the Parsha there, the Parsha and Parsha told us, when he wanted to give the brachas to Esau, ultimately went to Yaakov, the Pasuk says that the Chelo Inu Beris, he couldn't see properly, and that's why he wanted matamin. He wanted to have nice, delicious food, to be able to physically benefit, and be able to give the brachas. Says the Sforno Brit Gazach, that they see that a bracha can only really be chal when there's contact. When there's face-to-face contact. I once heard, I'm not sure who says this, but Pasha's lost it this week, the Pasha Bikas Kohenim, just the Bikas Kohenim, Yom Tov. And that's why the Kohenim, when they do the Duchen, they face towards the arm, they face Klal Yisrael, they face us. Why? Because they have, also for the Bracha, there has to be upon him, they have to face towards. Yeah, they cover their face, but there is some sort of contact of upon him, some sort of face-to-face contact. Says the Sereveli Baruch Buridik, Hashem wants to give us the bracha on the Yom Tov. But the bracha, in order for the bracha to be chal in the most intimate, the closest way, it has to be yira yira, there has to be a kesher, face to face with the Rebbeinu, with the Shekhinah, both ways. Chazal say, we should see him, he should see us. And that created the love and the bond that we have to the Rebbeinu Shleila. Because all I can say, we daven, Mitzvah Hashem, Mishmizeichah, Mitzvah Hashem, Sukkos, Abolei Natei, Mishmizeichah, Mitzvah Hashem, Yom Tovim coming ahead of us to be able to do this mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel and to come back again to the Beis Hamikdash, Shushanayim HaKodesh, Shushanayim to Ur Chodesh HaTzir, Torah, Benir, Yomeinu, Amen.